Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
All right, this is the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. This show where we talk about gardening. We talk about plants, roots, soils, fruits, veggies, all that stuff. And we do it in a couple different ways. It is a live show, so we love to hear your calls. 713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. Hear those live questions. We're going to actually answer a question right now. Michael, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question, Michael?
Hello. I have some bell pepper plants, flower pots, and I want to ask you why they aren't getting large. They're about the size of a silver dollar.
The peppers themselves won't get much bigger. Are you growing them from a seed from a pouch or seed from another pepper plant?
Seed from a pouch.
So it's probably a nutrient issue. Sometimes what can happen in potted soils is they're not kind of nutrient-rich enough for fruiting plants. Peppers, you know, with all their colors and seeds and different flavors and sugars and stuff, need a lot of nutrients. So what I might do is get you some good fertilizer. If you haven't updated that soil pot in a while, I'd encourage you to do that. How long have they been in the pots?
Just this year.
So it's starting in spring and then through the summer and everything?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so actually the best advice that I've got for you is to really kind of put down some good fertilizer and then about 2-3 inches of good compost. So that good compost we talk about pretty often is Nature's Way Resources.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, it's probably a nutrient deal, or you got some kind of genetically bad seeds, which can happen but is really unlikely. So my guess is you have a nutrient problem.
Okay, so Miracle-Gro wouldn't help.
No, that's going to maybe add some nutrients, but it's also going to kind of damage the soil and the roots a little bit. It's going to cross out with the compost deal. Yeah, so I think that there are great fertilizers, and one of the best ones that I can recommend for veggie gardens is the Nelson Plant Food. They actually have a veggie garden mix that's just for vegetable gardens. And in a pot, man, it is the single best thing to be in a pot because it's kind of a cross between a partnering with the soil microbes deal and just providing straight up nutrients to plant roots. So, you know, a lot of times pepper plants, Michael, will be dealing with an issue called nematodes. Root rot nematodes is a problem. And so it'll stop the roots from working. And so making sure that you can feed the soil life, and, you know, the Nelson Plant Food called NutriStar for veggie beds has a couple different bone meal, molasses, fish stuff in it that will actually feed the soil and make it to where there's something that feeds on those nematodes that eat it. And so in addition to that, it's going to be adding a lot of the nutrition, not just nitrogen, but all the other elements that the plant needs, up to 40 elements that the plant needs being provided to it by this food. So the NutriStar from Nelson Plant Food doesn't just do the veggies, but also does 11 total plant kind of groups that you can feed with this stuff. So look for the Gold Star. It's a really great plant food, really great fertilizer. All of our Garden Pro Up locations sell it, and it can just help you with kind of better production and healthier plants and healthier roots. So, again, any of our Home Show Garden Pro locations have them. Feed your plants, especially those tomatoes. They're hungry. Visit NelsonPlantFood.com.
I love my trees. Their shade, their beauty. But every fall, I waste time up a ladder cleaning tree muck out of my gutters. No more. I'm done mucking around. I called Gutter Professionals of Houston. They came out and got the muck out of here once and for all. Because now their gutter covers work with my existing gutters, sweeping away the leaves and debris, leaving my gutters guaranteed mucking clear. And you know, they look great on my house. Don't be a demucker. Fix your eaves before the leaves. Call Gutter Professionals of Houston.com.
Hi, Jim Fumier with Gulf Coast Windows. We make it easy. Choose the window that fits your home and budget. With approved credit, take up to 72 months to pay with no interest. take up to 72 months on every window, we offer including the high technology advanced composite window that Tom Tynan endorses. Why wait? I want to help you get the windows you want now from GulfCoastWindows.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic? Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Year-round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family.
Now more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros, we are back. Give us a call, 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610. We also have a great Facebook page that you can connect with us. You know, it's really what gardening's about, connecting, right? Connecting the soil with the roots, the food with your mouth, the beauty with your eyes, neighbors connect over it, generations, races. There's no group that goes that gardens or doesn't garden. It's a bunch of people that can kind of come together really well, and we love that. So our Facebook page is a great place for those people to come together and talk and learn about gardening. We also have a great website, homeshowgardenpros.com. But the best thing we offer are great co-hosts. So these are garden professionals, actual professionals, amazing folks. And we're going to go and talk with one of ours right now, Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons. Sherry, hey, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. It's good. So everybody, Sherry is stuck in traffic right now. So we're lucky enough with modern technology to just get her on the phone here with us.
I am finally moving. I will be there in a few minutes, but I'm on I-10. I guess they decided to shut those toll roads down today.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's yikes. It's always the worst when you got a route planned and then, boom, it just stops.
Yes.
It's kind of like when you're trying to do a veggie garden, but you get soil that doesn't grow veggies, and then you're traveling, trying to grow, and then, boom, none of your veggies are growing.
Doesn't that stink?
Yeah. It's just like a lot of times in life, you hit the brakes because of something someone else did. We had a fun time talking with Diane about kind of migrating pollinators, hummingbirds and butterflies. And, I want to get in with you, fall veggies and fall annuals. So, probably you can give me some really good fall annuals without even, blinking. So first I'll let people know that they can join the conversation, 713-572-4610. We should have the technology to be able to take, your call and their call at the same time. So you can still get your great question into Sherry. So what are some great fall annuals that people can kind of be looking for and getting in the ground these days?
Well, right now with the warm temperatures, we are just starting to transition into our cool weather annuals. So right now, petunias, snapdragons, your ornamental cabbage and kale, dianthus, one of my favorites. It happens to be a perennial as well, but we treat it as an annual just for its show that it puts on.
Hmm.
And then in the next few weeks, we'll start getting in your alyssum, your violas, pansies, primrose. So this is my favorite kind of plant, whether it's vegetable gardens, season shrubs, or your winter annuals, because you just get so much bang for your buck.
No, absolutely. So I think I didn't know that dianthus was a perennial. That's really great information.
It is a perennial, but I call it a reverse perennial.
And what does that mean?
Summer.
It comes alive and lasts in the summer.
It kind of takes a break in the summer. It doesn't like the heat.
Okay.
But it doesn't necessarily completely die out.
So when people say that
most of us perennials go to sleep in the winter, it kind of goes to sleep in the summer.
That's so cool. Yeah, dianthus is so showy, too, with the frilly circles and just so much complicated colors.
Yeah.
So that saying, if you can't stand the heat, stay out of the kitchen, dianthus should probably stay out of the kitchen.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
That's one of my favorites. Now, there's a really cool variety that they've been growing the past few years, and it's really starting to gain popularity. Now, there's actually two of them. One is called Diana. It's a Diana series, and it has a bigger flower.
Okay.
So you get more show. And then there's the Amazon Neon Duo, which is a taller growing dianthus. And it looks, you see it a lot in the beautiful post oak plantings. She usually does these huge masses of it down there. but it gets taller, has clusters of just really vibrant neon, like fuchsia and purple flowers.
Oh,
really
my great. Gosh. And just bright. Yeah, that's so great because it's so easy for to post oak to wash everything out with their hugeness. So something just
right.
alive and taller and vibrant. That's incredible.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So, and so, then you so mentioned.
It's about that time for to get these things in so that they can get rooted and going so you can enjoy them all the way through to like May before they stop. Sometimes
yeah.
June.
Wow. See, that's awesome. Just to have that consistent color. And so they after the summer, do they come back? Like they grow back from their roots?
Yeah, no, not 100% of them will, but like in my beds, I always do dianthus kind of speckled through, and I just noticed they're all starting to perk up and bloom right now. So
yeah.
As I was backing out of my driveway, I saw some beautiful dianthus just showing their little red flowers.
Oh, nice. That's
and
awesome.
I swear they weren't there a week ago, but I didn't really notice them because they weren't blooming.
That's so funny. That's so great. So you're talking about an 8-month plant that we can get in now, have beautiful color all through winter and spring. I mean, that's just, you can't beat that. That's so great. So dianthus
yeah,
definitely on the
exactly.
list. And some of the,
yeah,
you know, kind
absolutely.
Of Johnny jump ups and violas and stuff like that that are coming in. And you'll start seeing them now at nurseries are great things to get in. Now that we've had a quote cool front come in, it's maybe a sign to start doing those, but you're saying still wait on the winter. Like, you know,
yeah.
Is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, your violas and your pansies, even alyssum. If we have a few really hot days, which we've been known to do, and
right.
we have it a real rainy period, which we're having right now, it'll just kind of melt out. So you want to hold off on some of your things that truly need it cold. I say the first week of November is ideal time to plant because
okay.
we're typically done with the 90s, hopefully.
So maybe now is a good time to start planning, you know, doing some research on what you'd like to get in, getting up and talking
yeah.
to professionals about great plants to do, but not quite
yeah,
do those winter.
Yeah, get your beds prepped, put your compost in there.
I do love petunias.
And start with your petunias. Start with your cabbage and kale. I mean, there's
yeah.
nothing prettier than a bed with cabbage, the ornamental cabbage and kale.
Yeah, they're so great as a group.
Interspersed with your annuals, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
No, that is awesome. That's awesome. Well, Cher, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back and kind of, you know, talk to you more about some awesome annual flowers. You can join the conversation, 713-572-4610. You know, if you got questions or, you know, thoughts about great flowers that you have liked using in the past, we'd love to hear that too. So that's 713-572-4610. And yeah, just great stuff. So we'll be back here more from Sherry in a little bit. And before we, you know, really hit recorded commercials, just want to talk to you about year-round organic lawn solutions. The owner's name is Cliff, and what this company does is kind of take the bar and the quality of the soil under your lawns and just raise it. So wherever it is, it could be down in the terrible zone, it could be up in the decent zone. Well, Cliff and year-round can get it. Keep raising the bar. And, you know, they're called year round because they don't just kind of pop in, do their stuff, and then abandon you, you know, to the soil wolves and you start losing grass again. You start seeing fungus again. They don't do that. They come in and they do kind of a massive upgrade, a renovation basically to your soil with core aeration, fertilizer application, and compost top dressing. And that really, that raises the bar. And so that turns the soil around. It gets more life in the soil, gets more nutrients in the soil. And then they're going to come, kind of keep coming back using good fertilizer, addressing problem areas, and, like, you know, teaching you a lot of the important things that are happening in your soil and in your lawn that you may not even know about. They only use great products, which is why they not only can raise the bar, but keep it high and keep raising it even more. They provide comprehensive lawn care. That's what they do. So not just the grass, not just the leaves, but the roots and everything. So year-round organic lawn solutions, totally safe for pets, plants, and kids. You actually experience greener lawns, fewer maintenance problems, and lower water bills, which is pretty amazing. It's from Houston. They're from Houston. They do good stuff. That's yearroundhouston.com.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. Naturesway Resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Your roof keeps you dry until it doesn't. You can thank summer's scorching sun for that. It's tearing up your roof. Next time a big rain blows through, you'll discover little leaks that can grow into big problems. Or call Ideal Roofing now at 713-896-1122. Tom Tynan trusts Ideal. You can too. Ideal's GAF Master Elite status means you get a better roof, a better warranty, and peace of mind knowing you're safe and dry under an Ideal roof. Call 713-896-1122. 713-896-1122.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros. Danny Milliken here, your air quotes host, with the other host, our garden professional pro, Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, doing great. I'm looking at the bottom of my coffee cup, though. I'm like, oh, man, wish I had more coffee. But I don't need it. I just like it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Never enough.
Oh, just like in Greatest Showman. Nice. Nice. So,
I am almost there. We have another road closure, so.
Uh-oh. Well, that's...
I'm on Derry Ashford.
That'll be great. It'll be really nice when you get here. So this is Home Show Garden
absolutely.
Pros. This is Home Show Garden Pros. This is the segment of the show where is the Where's Sherry update. No, I'm just kidding. This is a show we talk gardening. We're not really worried too much about traffic, although, case in point, maybe we should be. No, just kidding. We love your gardening questions, want to help you become a better gardener. 713-572-4610. We got Sherry on here. Sherry's wonderful, and she'll be with us for another 38 minutes, and we're going to focus on fall gardening, what to be planting, what to be buying, what to be looking for, maybe even some tips on prep for the fall. And then, at a good old 9 o'clock, our favorite dude, Tom Tynan, comes on with his show, Home Show Radio, all about home improvement, making your home the best place it can be, how to find help, who to get it from. So Tom will be here in a little bit, and that'll be exciting for you. Sad for me, because I won't be able to talk to you anymore. So, Sherry.
Yes.
Okay, great. Just making sure you were there still.
I am here.
So, those are some good fall things. What's your take on, I know a very popular kind of winter plant, and there was always on pressure on me when I was kind of running a nursery to get it in as quick as I could, but is cyclamen.
Cyclamen. I love cyclamen, and a massive cyclamen is beautiful, but it is a more costly plant, so you want to make sure we have cooled off before you put that in. I will not bring it in until we are cool. So if you run into a nursery and you see beautiful cyclamen, don't fall for it. Don't buy them.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Just like in Star Wars.
I would wait until it cools off, but it is one of my favorite wintertime annuals, absolutely.
And so when you say cool off, how cold are we talking for cyclamen?
I would say hopefully we don't get into the low 80s for very long when you have cyclamen, just because we get that warm and you have to water, and then a lot of times your bulb, because it is a bulb, down there, a lot of times your little bulb will rot. So if we could be in the 70s, that would be ideal.
Okay, so you're talking high temperatures 80. Need to be below 80.
High temperatures, yeah.
Okay.
That would be ideal.
And so a lot of time, yeah. I mean, we've even had Decembers where that's not the case, where we're still in low 80s in December. And so just be very aware. And like you said, man, cyclamen is expensive, but it's so showy. It's so incredibly beautiful.
So I always tell people, like, protect your investment. I mean, you're investing in these beautiful flowers. Use a good compost, and they are heavy feeders, so lots of feeding with, like Color Star is our favorite thing to use for them.
Yeah, definitely. That's a great thing to kind of extend blooms and help the plant get the nutrients it needs. Just the regular the regular Color Star, and the Color Star Plus can actually help a lot with that that kind of bulb rot you were talking about, the fungicide that's in it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's kind of geared toward the things that destroy, and you know, not the things that encourage, but yeah, cyclamen is always a big subject, and you know, people I think are starting to think of their winter flowers now, and that's one of the top ones that they think about, but you don't want it yet. Kind of hands down.
You don't want it yet.
Yeah, you don't want it yet.
Yeah.
So,
there's
you know,
many things you can do and plant and prepare for at this point.
Yeah.
Don't rush.
Right.
Don't rush it.
Plus, there's no orange cyclamen, and so it's like you gotta do fall colors right now. So, go with those.
If you plant them now, they'll be kind of dead looking by October 31st.
Okay.
And that'll be your decoration.
Yeah, that's great. So, like a Halloween themey sort of thing. I like that a lot. Well, that's awesome. Well, so talking with Sherry, you can join the conversation, 713-572-4610. We're going to take a quick break and hear from some sponsors, but we got a lot of shows still to come. A little bit more about flowers, and we'll start talking about annual vegetables. We'd love to hear from you, 713-572-4610, and we will be right back.
Hard water makes life harder than it has to be. It leaves calcium buildup in your pipes, appliances, and skin. It leaves spots on dishes, showers, and fixtures. Instead, let Aquatex take the hard out with Kinetico water treatment systems. You'll save money on soaps, shampoos, and cleaning products, and your skin will feel silky smooth. Have Aquatex test your water and take the hard out, and the iron too. Your independent Kinetico dealer is AquatexWater.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros here. Sherry Hara is here live in studio.
I made it.
She made it, yes.
Houston decided to close all the roads down today.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, people don't need to drive.
No, right?
Yeah.
Unless they're trying to get here.
Imagine all the gas we'd save if just all the roads were closed all the time.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
I mean, no work would get done. There'd be no, you know, food for anybody. But, you know, at least people wouldn't.
More the reason to garden.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd have to extend our show because it's all people could do is listen to us. So I'm Danny Milliken. This is Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons. Really glad you're in.
Me too.
It's like the throwback days when you guys used to be here for a half hour.
Right? It feels like it.
You did one show portion on the phone and the one show portion live in studio.
Yeah.
So really, if somebody asks, you can say, I did two shows today. No. Okay. So talking fall planting. So any other thoughts on, well, what are some like bed prep tips? So people are coming up to Plants for All Seasons. Mm-hmm. They're seeing this beautiful array of annual flowers. You're like, oh, you got to get this, you know, wait on that, do this. But what should I do to their beds themselves before planting these plants?
Yeah. So get in and clean up all your summer plants. And, I always add more leaf mold compost every single time I plant. Add leaf mold compost. And then if you wanted to, you could put down a little bit of MicroLife just to feed the soil while it sits there.
Right.
And then once you start planting your plants, I always use the Nelson's Color Star when I'm planting.
So you plant with the Color Star.
Yes.
You put a little in the hole, put it around the...
Yeah, and then you can chicken feed it out throughout the winter. You know, your winter annuals are very heavy feeders.
Right.
Because they bloom so much. So you want to kind of keep them fed so that you get the most out of them.
Yeah, I mean, if you just think of the colors on the plant as being like a big mineral use, just that alone, you know, like the plant needs a lot of nutrients just to make those colors.
Right.
So the more colors you have...
Yeah.
The more nutrients needed.
And years ago, you used to have to get a bag of bone meal, a bag of blood meal.
Right.
And then your fertilizer. And so Dean Nelson with Nelson's Color Star just kind of put it all together.
Yeah, no. And you know, responsibly use some of the right chemicals to make it where it's not going to damage soil. Oh, now Sherry's getting texts.
Sorry.
Is that a gardening question?
No, it's a...
What about that one? I'm just kidding, everybody. Just giving her a hard time.
It is work.
It is work. Speaking of gardening questions, you can call us with one, 713-572-4610. It's our favorite way to answer questions. We do like, you know, answering via email or Facebook page, but it's, you know, it is after all a live radio show.
We like to talk to you.
Yeah, and we like to talk to you. So 713-572-4610. I put some lantana and some salvia in.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gave the salvia the haircut.
Yeah.
You know, and it is back to being beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Lantana never slowed down.
Right.
And I think you know this about me, that I'm a huge perennials person.
Yes.
Are there any perennials that are great to get in kind of now as a...
Well, if you can find, I believe, any perennial, if
right.
you can find, if the selection was that great going into the winter,
sure.
I think anytime you can plant a perennial in the winter, the roots will grow all winter, right?
Okay.
So the problem is a lot of the growers don't provide you
right.
with a huge selection of perennials going into the winter. So
I can see that. I can see why they do that, though. It's like you grow them. The real demand is in spring and summer.
Yeah.
And then you bump up what you've got into a bigger size, and it has to sit for a while.
Absolutely.
So maybe that's, you know, part of what's happening.
Yeah, but if you're at the nursery and you see beautiful lantana or beautiful salvias, which we have tons of right now,
right.
Go ahead and get them planted and... And they'll put on a show next spring.
And yeah, I mean, it sounds like a great thing. Well, one thing we learned from Diane is that, you know, the monarchs are going to start coming through. This is going to be kind of a banner fall for them. And so having that salvia that you guys
yeah.
have abundance of in the ground is a great way for them to stop.
And I think, you know, in the Tomball area where we are,
yeah.
we have been inundated with monarchs.
Oh, wow.
So I guess they haven't, either their flight pattern has changed.
Right.
That's why Diane maybe hasn't seen them in the Humble area, the
yeah.
Kingwood area.
Mm.
Or they just haven't made it that south.
Oh, wow.
But it has been, I mean, their numbers are crazy this year.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
This fall, like right now.
Right now.
So get your food in for them if you want to see them.
Yes, but be responsible and get rid of it too once the end of October goes.
Well, I mean, I think that's...
Are you meaning the adult food, the nectar sources?
Yeah, that okay. is what I mean. But I think that's a very common kind of idea, is that if I want monarchs, I got to get milkweed.
Right.
And that's if you want monarch babies.
Yes.
You know, if you want monarch adults, do you want to see those show? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, you want nectar, you want pollen plants.
Yeah.
To kind of provide for them.
Right.
So nectar plants.
So adult food.
Adult food, yeah.
Yeah.
So basically you're creating in your landscape, if you want to see butterflies,
mm-hmm.
like a monarch, a bar for butterflies.
Yeah.
Yeah, adult beverages.
And you can get your native milkweed seeds as well this time of year. They're
right.
great stocking stuffers, but for your butterfly friends.
Yeah.
But you could actually sprinkle those out in the fall as well.
Well, and, you know, at Memorial Park, we grow a lot of our own
mm-hmm.
native milkweeds.
Yes.
And we use the native varieties, and there's four or five of them,
mm-hmm.
but none of them are easy to grow. Is that tropical?
Yeah, and they're not easy to propagate and sell and you transplant. So
right.
just throw the seeds out in your yard. You'll do okay.
Yeah. And when you do that, you can put some microlife around them
mm-hmm.
to kind of improve that soil, help propagation, increase propagation.
Yeah.
You mentioned just as you're prepping the fall bed for color, you do an application of microlife
mm-hmm.
on top of the soil to improve the soil.
Right.
So, you know, they do a lot of great stuff at MicroLife. They are great for veggie beds, really good for soil improvement. One thing that they are really kind of wonderful for, especially this time of year, is their brown patch solution. And so it's basically like a super MicroLife. So a lot more nutrients, a little bit more fungi in it. And it's going to do a great job of kind of helping you prevent brown patch. So the kind of thing is that if you see brown patch, molasses, compost, like really doing that stuff to stop the webworms to stop the brown patch and build diversity, compost is your best bet. But before you even get it, getting that MicroLife brown patch is a great way to just make sure you don't even have the problem. So MicroLife won't burn your plants. It's really great stuff, great in your garden, great in your landscape, beautiful stuff. And if you're looking for more flowers, the 846 is a great way to kind of push flowers. So they sell MicroLife of all of our co-op locations. Plants for All Seasons for sure has it. Visit microlifefertilizer.com.
Get growing at Warren's Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren's Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrenssoutherngardens.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. Home Show Garden Pros is here. Sports Radio 610. Danny Milliken here, sitting with the knowledgeable and wonderful Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons.
Hello.
All right. Yes. Hello. Nice to see you also. As always, we are going to be taking a few questions right now. You can call in 713-572-4610. I may be seeing this right. Todd, are you you got a question for us? No. Eric has a question for us. Eric, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah, I just had a question about when to plant bluebonnet seeds. I read you plant them in the fall. I read you plant them in the spring. I can't figure out when to put them in the ground.
Okay, so you'll plant them in the fall.
Definitive.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Now, you could plant them in the spring, but they probably won't do anything until the following year.
So, yeah, the big...
So,
you got to get
October,
them in...
October, November?
Yes.
All of that.
Yeah,
September's fine, too.
Mm-hmm.
They need an overwintering in the soil to come up. And so if you're buying plants, your best time to buy plants is to get them in the ground in the spring. But the seeds you start in, you get them just kind of in the soil. And really our soils with the warmth will kind of do the scarification. So you don't even have to do any of that like soaking or scratching or whatever that people do. So definitively, Sherry's saying it.
Mm-hmm. In the fall.
So spread them next week or two is fine?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, even better. You know, wildflower seeds are rascally. They are meant to survive. You know, they've done a lot of studies on this stuff. And basically every year, every seed generation, there's a percentage that comes up. And it's not 100%. It's not even close to 100%. It's like 15%. So, you know, bluebonnets, you put down 20 bluebonnets, well, you expect, you know, 15% of that the first year. But also the second year, you know, they're made to last. They're made to survive and wait for the right kind of setting. But some of them are just genetically inclined to not come true.
And, so, and don't bury them too deep. Just spread them.
Yeah, that's a great word.
A lot of people dig their seeds in. Just spread them. Just like they would do on the side of the road.
Full sun.
Full sun, yeah.
Okey-doke.
Yeah, they're a prairie plant. Well, hey, thanks so much, Eric.
Okay, thank you.
It's interesting that there's confusion about bluebonnets, and I get it. You know, we see them flowering in the spring, so people assume you plant them in the spring.
Yeah.
But if you're doing the seeds, it's, you know, fall is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, there's a lot of flowers, like tulips. People come in when the tulips are blooming.
Yeah.
And they want to buy tulips. No, you buy them now, keep them in the refrigerator, and then plant them for spring bloom. So.
Yeah. Yeah, unless you want to pay a lot more and get some that have already started.
Yeah.
And then
to watch them for 5 minutes.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Well, Eric, thanks for calling. 713-572-4610. Todd, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. Todd, what's your question?
Hello, can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Can we?
Yes, I live out I-10 West between Kirkwood and Willcrest, and it's a shaded area, a lot of historical trees or old trees and whatnot. It seems like every fall we get those white moths. I mean, my wife thinks I'm going crazy putting all this poison down, this and that, but nothing seems to work, and I don't know if there's a way to just to get rid of them, and they're not that bad this year yet anyway, or if you're just trying to control the damage.
So you're actually seeing damage?
I have in years past, this year yet.
Well, this is my thing, is if I don't see damage, I don't treat. And when you do treat, you want to target the life phase that's doing the damage, and it's not the moth. It would be the caterpillar. So if you see damage, then you can spray something like BT, which is only going to affect the life stage that's damaging, which is the caterpillar. So I wouldn't go out and spray a ton of insecticides to kill the moths because all they're doing is laying their eggs. If you start to see damage, spray BT. Agree, Danny?
Yeah, she's talking about a product called BT, Bacillus thuringiensis. It's a caterpillar killer bacteria.
Okay.
And it's naturally occurring in soil.
Where would you buy that?
You can buy it pretty much anywhere. I generally buy it at one of our Garden Pro co-op locations. Being where you are, you might go to Nelson's Water Garden or you might go into Buchanan's.
Yeah.
If you write down those two letters, BT. But actually, what I do is I'm seeing that Todd, you're dealing with what is commonly called sod webworm.
Yeah.
So that's the name of it. So, you know, those little white moths live in the soil, lay their eggs, and then the caterpillars eat the very top layer of roots and then stems of grass, wherever setting you're in. When I see the moths, which is late summer every year, I do a liquid spray of molasses, which is also a fertilizer, but it kills the caterpillars, and then the moths don't like the smell of it. And so it ends up being this kind of like double whammy is that I'm increasing the health of my – I'm liquid fertilizing with molasses, and I'm reducing kind of the potential for damage from the moths. BT is not going to hurt your soil. It's not going to damage, you know, anything below the top inch or so in the soil, but it's also not going to improve the soil.
Right.
So the only kind of if I have a terrible infestation, like Sherry's talking about, she waits till she has a real problem. Then I am doing BT because, you know, they will wipe out your lawn very quickly. So, yeah. You know, it's two approaches. I mean, I kind of use it almost as like a timer. You know, I'll use the sod webworms as a timer. And when I see their little moths, it's time for me to fertilize. And I'll use liquid fertilizer, which they don't like. So if you're seeing them now, no, this year hasn't been a banner year for the – they're kind of every other year. So those moths are laying eggs that are going to hatch eventually. And so what I would do if I were you is I would compost top dress, which is going to just wipe out that egg population because the compost – living entity in the compost is going to eat them. They're going to kind of devour them. And you'll be building the soil up so that your lawn is resilient from now on to any damage, and will just come back pretty quickly when you get damage. So there's a company called Year Round that we talk about, and they do a great job of that. Also, putting down things like seaweed and molasses will help you a lot. It's easy to spray stuff out, so I would do some seaweed sprays.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you this. What do you think about winter grass?
Like, annual rye?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're dealing with a lot of shade?
Yes.
Okay, so you could do the annual rye, but I think in a shady area in Houston for winter grass, if you can find some fescue, that will do better in a shady environment.
Fescue?
Uh-huh.
In years past, I've just gone like to the feed store and bought rye grass. So is that different?
That's a little bit different. And has it grown well for you?
Yeah, it grows, but it doesn't ever come back.
Right, because
it's not perennial. Sometimes they kind of hint that it will, but I've never had that happen in the various types I've tried.
The perennial ryegrasses are annual here in Houston.
And so their seeds would propagate too quickly to grow in their cool season. So it's always just going to be an annual treatment to have a lush green lawn in the winter is the approach. Now, you know, their roots are never going to get very deep, but keeping living roots in the soil is a good thing to do.
Yeah, and if I was going to do a ryegrass, I would do a perennial because it dies out a little faster in the summer, so there's less competition when your St. August is trying to make a comeback.
Okay, one last question. So my neighbor, he's really into it. He like looks for an ambient temperature of the ground, where I just kind of do it in mid-October. Or, you know, what do you think about timing?
Yeah, I would say mid-October you're safe to do it.
But you should get him to test your ambient
temperature.
There you go.
Nobody's wrong.
Right? Yeah. So, thanks so much, man. I really appreciate you calling.
Okay.
That's what we love doing. We love talking gardening, answering your gardening questions. We're going to take a quick break. Sherry and I will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Rains fall, bayous fill, streets flood, then homes. Get on the high ground. Hi, I'm Kenny Dutton with Due West Foundation Repair. We level homes and lift them too. Done it for decades. 4 feet, 6, 8, and more. Due West decades of experience in Unilift technology lifts your home higher, safely, reliably, and with a lifetime transferable warranty. Call now. I'll send a Due West specialist to evaluate your home for free. High ground is safer ground. We'll get you there. When you want the best, call Due West, du-west.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic? Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Nelson Plant Food. Feed your plants. They're hungry.
Now more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
And Sherry Hera. Answering your gardening questions, 713 713- 972-472-4610. Sherry's only on for a few more minutes, sad face. And then Tom Tynan comes on with Home Show Radio at 9 o'clock. So, you know, that's exciting too because he knows a lot also. So we are answering questions again, 713-572-4610. And we're going to go to Charles. Charles, you have a question for Sherry and I?
Good morning. So, forewarned, I am a complete novice when it comes to gardening. And
we're here for you, buddy.
In front of the house, got like three, like row of bushes, but they're all pretty much dead, so I want to rip them out completely. So I'll rip them out completely and do the garden instead. I was initially thinking about doing like your typical garden, ground level, but one of my friends was saying not to do ground level, that I should do above ground level, and he was showing me pictures of his, and it looks like, you know, basically it kind of has like a 2x4 boxed in around.
Yeah, it's got a raised bed with wood.
Correct, yeah. And I was just, I mean, I like that too, but I'm not, as being as novice as I was kind of like the pros and cons or the difficulties between going ground level and above ground level and just your opinions on it. And I'll just hang up and listen.
Okay, thanks, man.
Well, okay, I'll go. So I do above ground gardening just because we do get those times of tremendous amounts of rainfall.
Sure.
And then it ensures your garden can drain. And another thing is our ground is so full of clay that when you do an in-ground gardening, it just takes so much more soil improvement to make it beneficial to your vegetables. So that's why I like to go up with my garden. And you know, you only have to go about 8 to 10 inches. I made mine about 18 inches high, but they always drain. So I think that's a plus.
And Charles, just I mean, to kind of echo Sherry on this, and I'm pumped that you want a vegetable garden. By the house is always a little bit tough because it needs full sun, which really means 6 to 7 hours a day of direct sunlight. So just keep that in mind that if you're putting it right by the house, sometimes you give yourself a limitation. So maybe do 2-3 feet, maybe 4 feet away from the house, put a walkway there. You can just do a mulch walkway. But as far as like the height of the bed goes, in ground is more difficult. It's a lot less expensive.
Yeah.
Because you don't need as much new soil. You don't need the structure around it. But you do have to kind of start at an intermediate or advanced level to have a lot of success in the ground. Our Houston soil is great for nutrients, but bad for seeds and young plant roots. So it's a little denser, a little more compact. And so sometimes it's hard to do in-ground gardening. I have done it with success. It is possible. But I prefer raised beds even now. One, it gives the shape some definition. Definitely helps with flooding. You can use top-of-the-line soil. You're not relying on your local soil. Generally, the worst soil is the soil right by the house. So I would strongly encourage you to choose a raised bed garden. But I do want to say that you don't have to use wood. You know, you can use beautiful stone or boulders or, you know.
Mine are made out of the, like, they look like horse troughs.
Yeah.
But they have the bottoms out of them. You just set them right on top of the ground, add your soil, and go.
And that's a nice thing about that is if you want to do a couple of smaller ones, you can always add on. You can scale up. I have had a ton of success with Nature's Way Resources. Success with Nature's Way Resources. Great stuff. And we are talking about gardening in beds, right?
Yeah.
No, just use their soil and you'll be able to grow your vegetables. That's what it kind of comes down to. When you're filling this bed, you kind of only do 8 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So really you only want to use compost. But keep in mind that it can be any structure, any siding. But yeah, going up is a lot easier.
Yeah. Yep. Awesome. I'm happy for you to be starting gardening. So gardening is so rewarding. So that's great.
That is absolutely definitely true. And like the produce that you're going to get out of it is going to taste so delicious. So.
And everybody has their own way of doing it. That's the beauty of gardening.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So Sherry's here. Sherry is, you know, part of the family that owns and runs the wonderful Plants for All Seasons up there on 249, which is a great place. So, and I want to hear about all that's happening in a little bit. We're going to take a quick break, but before we're going to talk about Buchanan. So Buchanan's is in the Heights. Another you know, like Plants for All Seasons, a beautiful kind of garden location. So Buchanan's Native Plants is devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening. So they have a huge selection of soil bags and a cool little feature. If you walk in, sharp left, you'll go into this little barn they've got, and that's like also where you can get advice. So you have a diseased plant branch or problem with some leaves, you just take a sharp left and go in there. And that's also where they keep their, you know, great selection of organic kind of fertilizers and other solutions. Because they're called native plants, they're kind of committed to having a really pretty incredible selection of hardy perennials and adapted plants. You just get this big, broad spectrum. And I love it because they have enough where I can buy, you know, 10 1-gallons to make a big area of salvia or something like that. There's not a place in there that I don't like, but they also really have a great selection of shade plants, which is not something that that many places in kind of Houston proper have a great selection of. And so it's a place where you can just wander around a ton. Their website's going to like show you that they have a bunch of awesome fall events coming up. And I really like going to them is fun. They do a good job. They usually have kind of very family friendly events, but also fun for adults. So it's family owned and operated, and they've been dedicated to this kind of gardening we talk about for over 30 years. So check them out, buchanansplants.com.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. Southwestfertilizer.com.
Your house, your castle, but pollen, mold, and mildew have it looking like a dingy old cave. Make one call. Clean and Green Solutions. Dirty siding, stained driveway, patio, or deck. Let the certified home show pros clean your home's exterior until it sparkles. Insured, fully trained, using the safest products available, Clean and Green Solutions will protect your investment. Houston's better soft wash and pressure washing company, cleanandgreensolutions.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are sadly getting toward the end of our time with the wonderful Sherry Hera. After she and I leave the show, Tom will come on and talk, you know, wonderful, good information. But I don't want to let you go just yet.
Right.
What's happening up at Plants for All Seasons? I'm sure cool stuff. Cool stuff's happening, I'm sure.
Oh, every day's a cool day at Plants for All Seasons.
Yeah, it is.
Every time we get a truck in, it feels like Christmas. So we're unloading trucks daily, whether it be our products that we sell, our solutions, or the flowers, trees and shrubs we're starting to beef up on because this is nice. The time to plant them, really.
It's the time to plant those things because y'all care about like healthy plants and making sure roots get established.
Right. And the hardest time on our plants is the summer. So if you plant them now, that's about the furthest time from the summer, right?
Right.
So all winter, although they might not be putting on top growth, their roots are growing. And that's the most important part of the plant.
Absolutely.
So we're bringing in all that and on all the instruction to plant them. All the guys are ready to get you the right stuff to plant everything.
That is awesome. You guys got any cool events coming up? Any, you know?
You know, we're really bad about that lately. I'll get my spring calendar going.
Sure.
But for the fall, I don't really have any events per se. But
just great plants, great colors.
You know, every Saturday and Sunday at the nursery feels like an event.
No, no doubt.
Because we have so many customers that just, they come in, they're regulars, and we have a good time. We have fun.
That's awesome. Have you guys started brewing tea again?
We have our compost tea, so I know I had a little brown patch spot. I took some compost tea. It stopped it.
That's awesome.
So get your compost tea for your fungus.
So easy to get those new things. Well, this has been Home Show, not new things, but great, you know,
great things.
Organic ways to get it done. This has been Home Show Garden Pros. Had a great time with Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens and with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons. This music means we're wrapping up. It also means that Tom Tynan is there somewhere. Tommy, out there?
I'm right here. Yeah, I'm waiting for you guys to go out and do the Stop the Rain dance. Would you please?
Oh, no, would be lovely.
We love the rain. Oh, no.
Paint your bodies, take your clothes off.
I am ready for the rain to
stop. Outside and stop the rain.
No, I don't know if you want to see that.
I do have this thing called an umbrella that works good in a personal space.
Yeah, just hold it out there in the lightning.
So in Home Show Radio, are you going to be answering question about home improvements?
Yeah, maybe how to stop the rain. But yes, of course I will. For the next 3 hours, we'll be doing home improvement questions and answers until noon.
Well, that's so great. So if I'm in my house, what's the best way to stop the rain? Would you say it's the roof?
I think the roof is pretty important. Good answer.
Thank you.
I like that. You can do the show next week for me.
Wow. My voice will get really tired.
Thanks
so much. Everybody enjoy Tom. He's the best. And you can call him at the number he's about to say.
713-572-4610. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for helping make Home Show Garden Pros Houston's fastest growing garden show. Opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, your garden is always growing, so we're here to help anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Get answers, tips, videos, and our podcast all free. All for you at homeshowgardenpros.com.